I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. When the final strongholds of ISIS were cleared out in Syria and Iraq, many people celebrated the group's demise. But Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says the thousands of trained ISIS militants who fled Syria and Iraq had to go somewhere. And Iran seems to be a likely candidate. Nettleton says
there is a large Kurdish population within the borders of Iran, and so it's a country where they can get into, they can mingle and fit in with the wider culture, which maybe makes it easier to go in undetected.
Last month, three Revolutionary Guards were killed in conflict with ISIS fighters, and a large weapon stash was also found. But Iran's not the only country facing this threat, especially as some ISIS fighters are going back home. Let's ask God to give the global church diligence in sharing the hope of the gospel in the face of uncertainty. And did you know that today is World Radio Day? Radio still has a powerful presence in the world. Transworld Radio's Lauren Libby shares.
You get into Africa, you get into Latin America, you go into Asia. Radio is a primary source of information, of encouragement, of help in Africa. It teaches farmers how to farm better. It's globally, radio provides information and content that you couldn't get in other forums, and it provides it to people in an accessible way that they don't even have to be able to read, but they can just listen.
And TWR is able to cross borders with the gospel in 190 countries and 235 languages. You can come alongside TWR in sharing the gospel by praying for the ministry, its day-to-day content, and that God would be glorified in the process. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. You'll find the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.